Tuesday night, the United States men's national team beating Uruguay 5-1.
I actually woke up this morning, checked ESPN, and I saw that was like the top score on my app. I was trying to figure out a way to take it off.
Take it off? You should get excited. Next summer, the World Cup in the United States. Come on. Get pumped.
I'd rather watch a Ugandan skin a catfish.
It's already the first segment and getting into putting people to sleep.
I'd rather watch a Ugandan man skin a catfish. Let's go.
Who's first on Mad
Lib? Is that a Mad Lib? That sounds like a Mad Lib.
I mean, you know, I don't mean that to be mean, but soccer, that's about how much it means to me.
Who's going first on Mad Libs?
Why do you even ask the question?
He goes first
to be
on
proper.
He goes first on Mad Libs. I get to go first on the other things we're doing. Nah, just kidding. He goes first. Go ahead.
A gym name.
The I ain't going there.
Dumbbells with David.
That's a gym name?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Object.
The skinned cat.
That's not what I said.
He said skinned catfish.
Yeah, well, skinned cat.
Spooky?
Yeah. Suki was.
Body part.
Phalange.
A sound.
Nails scratching on a chalkboard.
Object.
Hugh Freeze's caddy.
A verb ending in ing.
Golfing.
Sunbathing.
A nonsense word or phrase. Like cowabunga. Oops, I did it again.
It's our show, Giddens.
Auburn's going to win.
Y'all win this weekend.
Hopefully. Mercer leads the FCS in sacks.
Okay, you got 65 on the left side of your offensive line. He's pretty good.
Yeah, what do you think, David? He's pretty good, right?
I'd rather watch a Ugandan man skinning a catfish.
A plural noun.
Rotary phones.
You ever use a rotary phone, Giddens?
I've never actually used one, but I know how they work.
Object.
Chinese finger trap.
Oh no. This is not gonna be good. Ingredient.
Monkey gland sauce.
Another ingredient.
Worcestershire sauce.
I don't even know how to spell this, but I'm writing that.
Oh my God.
Adjective.
Feisty.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
It's called A Day at the Gym.
All right.
With Michael Giddens.
Yes.
This morning, Giddens decided to get healthy and joined a gym called David Dumbbells with David Fitness. The first thing Giddens saw was someone lifting a skinned cat with their phalange. Absolutely motivating.
The dumbbell walked through the door.
Giddens hopped on a treadmill, but it immediately made a noise like nails on a chalkboard.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
A trainer ran over, handed him Hugh Freeze's caddy and told him to start sunbathing.
Oh, God.
Then Giddens took a yoga class where the instructor kept shouting, Auburn's going to win. Every time someone fell over.
That's a way to relax.
That's truly motivating.
Giddens tried a pose that made his legs feel like rotary phones, and he landed on a Chinese finger trap.
That felt good.
To cool down, Giddens drank a smoothie made of monkey gland sauce and Worcestershire sauce.
Which tasted
surprisingly feisty.
Yeah, feisty.
There you go.
Landing on a Chinese finger trap, Gittins.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's where my phalange landed.
That's where your what?
Phalange.
I'm not going there. And nobody else wants
to
either.
This is not a Mad Lib. This is a real thing. But one day I walked in the gym and I saw a few guys working out. And all I heard them say was, hey, man, I think I got hemorrhoids. And the other one said, let me see. And I walked back out of the gym immediately.
Did one of them say anything about monkey gland sauce with that?
No, I don't think so. I didn't hear it.
All right.
You're up, David. First thing is a place.
A place. Giddens' house of eating possum.
Eating possum? What does possum taste like?
You tell me. It's your house. Takes a while for him to write that down.
Yeah, it does. Y'all give me some long ones today.
All right.
Noun.
Noun?
Yeah.
Jackhammer.
Occupation.
Occupation. How about an undertaker?
That's no good.
No, it's probably not going to be good.
Last person to let you down.
Adjective.
Adjective. How about slippery?
Squeeze.
Object.
Object. Dating app.
We hadn't updated yours in a while.
It's full of play.
Amount of money.
Amount of money. Zeho.
Verb.
Verb. Attacking.
Type of alarm.
Type of alarm?
Yeah, like house alarm, car alarm, bank alarm.
Smoke.
Verb ending in ing.
How about that's a tough one there. Let's see.
Squeezing.
No, I don't want to go there. We use that too much. How about hammering?
You're all about the hammer today.
It really is.
Baby, I'm the jackhammer.
Food.
Food. Grits.
Animal.
Let's go python.
And your favorite part of speech, the adjective.
Adjective. Let's go horrifying.
All right, ready for your story, David?
Yeah.
The chaotic field trip.
Oh, Lord.
Yesterday, David's class went on a field trip to Giddens' house of eating possum. Mm.
I'm not going in there.
The bus smelled like jackhammer, which was not a great start. When they arrived, their guide was an undertaker wearing a slippery hat.
Ooh, an undertaker with a slippery hat.
Like the wrestling undertaker?
Yeah.
First, they showed the class a giant dating app that apparently cost more than $0.
Mm. Yeah, that's your dating app right there. Yeah. Zeho, baby.
Then David's best friend tried to attack, which immediately set off a smoke alarm.
Smoke.
The teachers panicked, the guide screamed, and the principal started hammering in the parking lot.
Hammering, baby. He's hammering. I don't know what he's hammering, but...
Eventually, everything calmed down, and they ended the day by eating grits while sitting next to a python.
Next to a python.
Sounds like a fun field trip.
Honestly, it was the most horrifying field trip ever.
Oh, well, I guess I was incorrect.
That's one for the ages for Giddens.